Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Today we are going to take a look at some of the things that we need to think about when dealing with and when approaching produce that was grown in Eretz Yisrael in a Shemitah year. In a couple of shiurim, God willing, we will discuss what kinds of produce is subject to Kedusha, when it was grown, where it was grown, what was grown, etc. But for now, we must know that produce grown in Eretz Yisrael in a Shemitah year has Kedusha, has sanctity. Kedushas Shvi'is, Kedusha of the seventh year, Kedusha of Shemitah, we call it Kedushas Shvi'is. And that produce that has Kedushas Shvi'is is subject to various halachos. And many of these halachos are related to a fundamental philosophical idea in Hilchos Shemitah, and that is with the purpose of instilling within us that we are not owners of anything in this world. Everything is owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Shemitah comes, we remind ourselves of that critical mindset. God is the owner. We are not the owners of anything. So these halachos in today's shiur and in future shiurim are related to that idea. We will discuss one halacha in today's shiur, God willing, and we'll continue with the rest in upcoming shiurim, God willing. The first thing to think about when approaching or dealing with produce that has Kedusha Shviz is hefker. Produce grown in Eretz Yisrael in a Shemitah year is hefker, it's ownerless. That wheat, for example, or those apples, for example, do not belong to the farmer. Those apples, that wheat is ownerless, it's hefker. And since it's hefker, it may not be guarded, it may not be defended, it may not be protected. There's a machlokes among the achronim as to whether a farmer must actively declare that his or her produce is hefker, is ownerless, or whether the produce automatically becomes hefker, whether the farmer declares it hefker or not. For our purposes, since our focus is less on the farmer and more on the consumer, we will not go into that machlokes, but we will ask a couple of questions related more to consumers. First of all, if produce that has Kedushas Shviz is ownerless, why do I pay for it in the supermarket? It's ownerless. So again, we will discuss this as well in future shiurim, but the basic explanation is that we are not paying for that produce that has Kedushas Shviz. It's true, it's ownerless, and therefore I'm not paying anyone for that. It's ownerless. I am, though, paying for the collection, what it costs, the collection costs of that produce, for the costs associated with transportation or refrigeration of that produce, etc., etc. Again, we'll get into this topic in much greater detail in a few shiurim, because there's many details that relate to us very directly, but that's the basic idea. Produce that has Kedushas Shviis is hefker and must be hefker, which leads us to our next question. Since the produce is hefker, and again, with Kedusha Shviz, and since the produce may not be guarded, may I simply walk into my neighbor's backyard or into their field during the Shemitah year and eat their fruits and vegetables? It's ownerless, and they can't guard it, so why not? So this, too, is the subject of a machlokes, but nowadays we paskin that we may not go into someone's garden or into someone's field without permission. And this is for a few reasons. First of all, homeowners are allowed to have privacy. It's unrelated to Shemitah. They would lose that privacy if everyone just went into their garden whenever they wanted. Having people walk around their garden may deprive them of that privacy. That's number one. But also, if people just walked into my garden, they might ruin my garden. They might trample on stones or they may break a fence or whatever it is. I am allowed to have a nice garden unrelated to whether it's Shemitah or not. And opening up my garden to the general public may cause me a loss of money unrelated to Shemitah. And another reason why we don't go into other people's gardens is because it's possible that the garden is owned by someone who is not observant. We're not God, so we don't know and we don't judge who is or who isn't observant of mitzvos. Only God does that. But if someone were not observant and we walked into their garden or into their field, that may, God forbid, cause a chilul Hashem. And there's other reasons as well, but in short, we may not walk into a garden or a field without permission. However, It is the obligation of the owner of the garden or the owner of the field to post a sign or to publicize when and how people can gain access to their fruits and vegetables. And this is all one issue that we as consumers need to think about, produce being hefker, and whether we can just walk into our neighbor's garden and eat their oranges. Again, today we discussed the halachos of hefker. Next time we'll discuss the next issue that we must think about when approaching and when dealing with fruit that has kedusha. In the meantime, have an amazing day.